the locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Return to Eastern Kansas. We welcome you back once again here to the campus of Pleasant Ridge High School, where as the ladies game is in the books, the guys are getting set for their turn. Welcome back everybody, with Joseph, our producer engineer in the CARE Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. It is great to have you along, and say what, public address announcer is already introducing these young athletes, and allow me, if I may, to introduce them to you. First of all, for the visitors from ACCHS, the Tigers, and head coach Troy Hoffman come into the game at 4-4 in the conference, at 4-5 on the season, and they're going to be starting. A couple of seniors, Kieran Quarter and Caleb Miller, and then three juniors, Colton Myers, Trenton Kimmy, and Creighton Bowerly. For Pleasant Ridge and their head coach, Isaac Jaramillo, Pleasant Ridge, a 6-2 team in the conference and overall on the year. So six wins already for Ridge. And they are going to be starting, well, five seniors. They have got a talented bunch with Walker Adams and Devin Stutz, Braden Howard, Justin Johnson, and Logan Buying. ACCHS in the traveling black uniforms with orange and white. For the home team, Pleasant Ridge, it's a home white. And they are going with gold, pearls, and navy trim. The ball goes up, the tip is away, and the Rams are going to control it down. We are underway. Pleasant Ridge with the basketball in. Looking for a first possession of the game. They go a little back door. Ollie hoop doesn't quite work, and a rebound taken down by Atchison Kennedy. Now, Pleasant Ridge, here's what they're going to do. They're going to go. They're going to fly up and down the court. They're going to score a lot of points. Take care, man. The shot up underneath for the Tigers is no good. Rebound to go down. Here comes Ridge. They'll bring it up the floor. A little skip pass into the forecourt down the right side. Taken there by Bying. He'll go all the way into the corner. Look it down to the baseline. That's going to be Howard. Feeds down inside. It's batted away, but the Tigers is stolen. Here comes Atchison County. Their feet in the middle rejected. Back the other way comes Devin Stutz. He is 1-on-3 and says that's not a good bit of odds. Here's a 12-footer from in the lane. It's going to be great. Knocking it down is Walker Adams' first points of the ballgame, so long to Pleasant Ridge. 2-0, Ridge in front. Here's a three off the steal on the inbound, and it's up and good. Pleasant Ridge steals the inbound, just squares up, hits the three, and Coach Hoffman is not very satisfied with this team right now. We're getting a timeout, 1:11 into the game. Timeout on the court, 6:49 to go, opening quarter. It's already Pleasant Ridge 5, Atchison County nothing.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, Come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Well, coming out of the timeout, the Tigers' inbound pass is going to be stolen by Pleasant Ridge, but Atchison County is going to retrieve it. Nice job by Trenton Kimmy to get that ball back. And here comes the Tigers on offense. Pass inside, knock free, stolen. Here comes Ridge, down with it. The running layup too soft, but the tip up in is good. Pleasant Ridge goes in front now. On that shot by Braden Howard, they are up, 7-0. We are minute 45 into the upcourt pass. Stolen. The alley-oop underneath. Saved down low. They couldn't get the shot up. And as the follow shot goes up, we're going to get a Tiger foul. The foul is going to be on Atchison County, and Trenton Kimmy will have his first foul of the evening. 6:09. Still, we're less than 2 minutes into the game, and Pleasant Ridge coming to the free throw line. The shot. Yep. Braden Howard has his third point of the game. Howard is tall and long, and his free throw is good. He reaches when he shoots that thing. It looks like halfway to the rim. He is, and then the upcourt pass stolen back by Ridge. Look away, pass into the corner. It's going to be thrown away. 6:04 still to go. It is now 9-0. And Pleasant Ridge, so fast and so aggressive. I mean, they are just all over it. Tigers are going to be putting in play right in front of the pep band over on the far side. They'll skip it in, and ACCHS goes to the bench, bringing Lane Mullins in. Pass down underneath to Lane. He's off the block, drops a shoulder, offensive foul. So Lane Mullins will have his first foul. It'll be Tiger team foul two. 5:55 to go in the opening quarter. Atchison County going to bring Colton Myers back in, and Lane Mullins, who is in there for a brief interlude, is back out. Buying into the forecourt now. Logan Buying dumps it off to the right side to Devin Stoots. Stoots looking in, throws it inside. It is going to be corralled and laid up and in. A little crossover move by Braden Howard, and he's at 6. It is 11-0. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Atchison County into the forecourt, taking it down the right side with the basketball. It's going to be Creighton Bowerly. Bowerly thinking about it. Yep, squares up. Knocks down a three, and the Tigers are on the board. 3-point shot, Creighton Bowerly. 11-3, 5:15 to play in the first. Adams drives down, spins, shoots, misses it, and on the rebound, we have a jump ball called. Wait. You're going to get a foul call? They are going to call a foul on Pleasant Ridge, and that's going to be on Braden Howard. Braden not only with 6 points, but now with one personal foul. That's the first foul of the ball game by Ridge. Tigers have committed to it. 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. The feed across, the running one-handed shot is up a little too strong, and the rebound is going to be secured down by Pleasant Ridge. Justin Johnson coming up with the basketball. Outlets down the court to Stoots. Starts right, drives left. It'll cross over behind the back. Dribble, gets it over to Buying. They'll take it down to the right side where Adams launching a three that rolls out. No good. Rebound, Trent Kimmy. Tigers taking it the other way at 4:44 to go in the first. Atchison County with it out on top. Looking into the middle, there's not a lot of room inside there. Again, Pleasant Ridge is very, very tall. Caleb Miller with the ball. Back over to the right side. Now the cross-court pass is going to be stolen. Up court with it. Comes Buying. He's going to slow it down. Now feed underneath, and the Tigers trying to defend the shot, go up and commit a foul. Our official is going to come over to the center circle, wave off the shot, and the foul is going to be on Colton Myers for Atchison County. His first, team foul one. ACCHS goes to the bench, and we will get Ryan Keith into the game. Ryan, another senior for Coach Hoffman. 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in this opening quarter. Here's Adams. Starts in, no room there. Back off on top to Stoots. Stoots will knife into the lane, change hands. Underhand shot is up and in. And Devin Stoots has five. It is 13-3, Pleasant Ridge. Three-point shot, Tigers perfect! How about that? Back-to-back threes for Creighton Bowerly. 13-6. Now the feed underneath, the little layup is going to be good by Justin Johnson. He is the fourth Pleasant Ridge player to score. 15-6, Rams. The feed down low. The falling away shot is up and good. Colton Myers for two. Offenses are in full gear now. 15-8. Still 3.5 to go, opening quarter. Back out top, that's an NBA three. It is too strong. Rebounding it back down, though, is Ridge. Long cross court right side. Here's Walker for three. Boom! Walker at him! 18-8 with 3:15 to go in the first. Don't see a lot of high school games get into the 80s, but this one shows promise of that. Here's a feed off the block. The shot is up. Nope. Rebound. Rams. Pleasant Ridge taking it into the forecourt, leading here by 10. Stoots puts the shot up. Nope. Too far off the front of the iron. And the rebound batted away. Tigers are going to have it. Hatches County with numbers to feed right. Uncontested layup. Good. Creighton Bowerly has 8 for ACCHS, and it's 18-10, and we're going to get a Ridge timeout. Taking a break with the Rams. 2 minutes and 42 seconds to go in the opening quarter in Easton. It's Pleasant Ridge 18, Atchison County 10.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Here in Easton, Pleasant Ridge comes down, puts a quick shot up, it's wide to the left side, and Tigers are going to rebound it down. 2.5 to go here in the opening quarter. ACCHS into the forecourt, jumps it over to the right side. Handling it there is going to be Trenton Kimmy, brings it off on top. Trenton needs a little help, gets it out near center circle. Quarter, back out to the corner, now to pass out on top, batted away, saved nicely by Atchison County. 2:15 to play, first quarter. 18-10. Atchison County, maybe slow it down a little bit. They'll bounce it outside the block, into the lane. Little runners up and missing. Here comes Pleasant Ridge. Up the floor they're going to come very patiently. Stoots kicks it over to the left side. They thought about the three there and don't. Bring it off on top. Back over to the right side. Looking into the middle. Tigers chase the basketball, and they're settling into the 2-3 zone defense now. Pass over to the left edge. That's going to be Adams. Into the lane. No room. Back on top. Cutting into the middle. The run. The shot. No foul. Minute 44 to go in the first quarter. Substitution into the game for Pleasant Ridge, and we are going to see Cameron Howard come in. So Cameron Howard, another senior, checks into the game. Tigers out on top with Ryan Keith. He feeds inside the free throw line. The shot forced up, won't go, but that was a nice job of getting that one underway, drawing a foul. The whistle is going to be on Pleasant Ridge, and coming to the free throw line, it will be ACCHS. Tiger stepping up there, and Colton Myers, first of two, a little too strong. He's got one more shot coming up. Still an 18-10 ball game. No team has scored in the last minute 10. And that's a long drought in this game so far. Second free throw, there it is. 18-11. Tigers are going to press on the upcourt play. It'll come to Adams. He will cut to the right, weave to the left, go into the lane, look away pass, baseline left. Long three is up, hits the top of the backboard, and the rebound pulled back down by Walker Adams. Ridge with the basketball, top side, a minute 11 to go in the first. Cutting down the lane. The shot is up and wave the shot off. A foul prior to it on the drive. Chris is going to come over, and it's going to be on Caleb. Caleb Miller's first foul. Three fouls now, or excuse me, four. That'll be the fourth foul for ACCHS. 108 to go in the first. Inbound it comes, left side, a little head fake. The shot, it's up, it's in, plus one. Rams coming to the free throw line. Fisher comes over to the scorer's table, letting us know you count the basket. It will be second foul tonight for Trenton Kimmy. And Justin Johnson, with 4 points, looking for one more. She'll step up here. Free throw, rims out, no good. Rebound, offensive board. Save that on top. Pleasant Ridge with the basketball, and that's going to be Cameron Howard. Cameron has it deep to the left side. Starts her running shot. Hits the side of the backboard. Tigers are going to clear it down. Here comes Bowerly up the floor. Bowerly will feed it over to the right side. Mullen has it and has his cross-court pass. Looking for him. Caleb Miller kind of gets away, out of bounds. Back up with it will come the Rams. Half a minute to go in the opening quarter. Up for the basketball, Pleasant Ridge. They'll get it across the timeline, and Tigers putting on a little pressure. Now they're going to drop back into the 2-3 zone. The dish down to the baseline. The hook pass back out on top above the circle. They'll accelerate in. No room there. Dip it back out on top again. Now to the left side. Nothing. Tiger Divas doing a nice, nice job here. Now going in, Walker Adams shot blocked, and they're going to say it's out of bounds off Pleasant Ridge. So outstanding defense for ACCHS on that possession, and we're at 14 seconds to go in the first quarter. Tigers with a chance to cut a little deeper into that lead. The feed comes off on top, Trenton Kimmy. Trenton goes over to the left side to Caleb. Now Miller has it stolen away, breaking down the court. At the buzzer, the shot is up. It will not go in, but we are going to have a foul called. And the official is going to come over. Let's see what they're doing with time. It will be the second foul by Caleb Miller. We're going to hang on to it for a moment right here. Joseph, as Walker's got a couple of free throws, first one won't go in. One more shot coming up for Pleasant Ridge and Walker Adams. Looks it and scores it. That's going to do it. We got a timeout on the floor. We'll be back after one quarter in Eastern Kansas. Pleasant Ridge, 21, Atchison County, 11.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Pleasant Ridge, the first team out of the court. We're set to go to the second quarter. The Rams here at home in front of ACCHS, 21-11. Welcome back, everyone. Now for Pleasant Ridge, it'll be Lucas Buying. He's going to come in and start the second quarter for the Rams. Tigers are going to have it in on an alternate position. We're underway. The feed to the free throw line. Here's Mullins, 15-footer, no. Offensive rebound. Nicely done by Ryan Keith. Tigers are going to be very patient now with the ball, and I think that would behoove them. I don't think you want to get in any kind of a track meet with this Pleasant Ridge team. Now the ball is going to be slapped out of bounds. A touch last by Devin Stutes. Tigers are going to have it back in at their offensive end. Creighton Bowerly will do the inbound. Brings it off on top. Miller, the feed to the left side. The shot rejected out of the hands. And Lane Mullins looks over like, man, I don't know where he came from. Tigers are going to take Lane out. Colt Myers is back in. 7:25 to go in the first half. Here comes Atchison County with it on top. Beautiful back door, and the layup is blocked off the backboard. That is, wait a minute. I thought they would call a goaltend. They're going to say no goaltend. That thing was off the rim and slammed off the backboard, and they're not going to give it to him. You got Coach Troy Hoffman down there really lobbying for that. And I'm kind of in his corner on this one, but that's not the case. Second foul for Brayden Howard. First free throw is going to be up and in for Colton Myers. Colton collecting his fourth point of the evening, and he's 2 of 3 out of the free throw line. One more shot coming up here for the Tiger Jr. On its way. Rolls and is good. 5 points, Colton Meyer. 21-13. Ridge in front. 7-11 to go in the half. Devin Stutes topside with the ball. Way up high between the circles. Kicks it back over to Brayden Howard. And now the shot is up. Missing. Tigers rebounding it down. Nice job by Bowerly. He's having a good game. And Atchison County's outlet pass to the other end of the floor is going to be just a little too long and get out of bounds near the doors to the commons area. It'll come back in again to Pleasant Ridge. Atchison County's going to press on the inbound. Inside 7 minutes to play in the half, 21-13. In the backcourt with the ball is going to be Cameron Howard. And now the Tigers, nice steal. Here comes Caleb. Feeds across and it's going to be stolen back by Pleasant Ridge. Up the floor they come, little dish pass, and the two-handed layup missing. The feed out on top, stolen back. Atchison County, they're playing much better since that early problem. Here's a three for the Tigers, too strong. Offensive rebound, Atchison County's going to keep it alive. 21-13, Rams. Here's a drive, the backhand layup, no. And again, that was a really good look at the rim. For ACCHS. Now Pleasant Ridge will go to the other end of the floor. Tigers are going to steal it back. ACCHS up court for the basketball. They trail it 21-18. Excuse me, 21-13. Excuse me. Down by 8. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Here's Caleb Miller with the ball. He drives all the way to the top. Now feeds over to the left side. The shot is going to be off the window and good. Down at the baseline. Give that bucket to the Tigers, Colton Myers, and we're going to get a timeout by Pleasant Ridge and Coach Jaramillo. Joseph, a break if you'd be so kind. Coming here at 5 minutes and 53 seconds ago in the opening half. High school basketball. Pleasant Ridge 21, Atchison County 15.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. Or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Five minutes and 53 seconds to go in the first half. Let's see what, if any, adjustments or changes we will have made by Pleasant Ridge coming out of that timeout they just exercised. They lead Atchison County by half a dozen at 21-15, have not yet scored in the second quarter. Walker Adams has returned to the floor for the Rams. He'll have it over on the right wing, feeds in the middle. Howard drives, turns, shoots, scores. Brayden Howard, and again, we do not have heights on these young athletes, but I speculated earlier about a player, and I'm going to speculate again that he is 6'7". Topside it comes, and Ridge with the basketball, looking in. They'll go to Howard. He gets doubled up with the Tigers, and his ball knocked out of his hands. He's able to recover it, kicks it back. There's a long shot. Adams good. Walker Adams for three. I mean, that thing was two steps above the high school. Okay, you got to remember, we're playing with the 19-9 circle here. It is 26-15. It would have been a three-pointer from college range right there, but not by much. Bounce pass to the right side. Atchison County with the basketball. Back down by 11. Now the cross-court pass batted. Stolen. Stutes down. Shot. No, but he lobs it up and throwing it down with two hands to the delight of the crowd is Brayden Howard. Howard with 10 on the slam. 28-15 timeout, Tigers. Taking a break here on CARE Radio, KAIR-FM. Horton Atchison with 4:23 to go in the first half. It's Pleasant Ridge 28, ACCHS 15.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Back with you here in Easton. We're approaching the midpoint of the second quarter. It's a 28-15 lead for Pleasant Ridge. Tigers with the basketball, and they've got it deep in the corner. Bring it back out on top. It's going to be slapped, boxed out of bounds, and back it will come to Atchison County. 4 minutes exactly to go in the half. ACCHS puts it in play, skips it off on top. Creighton Bowerly handles it there. Gets it over to Kimmy. Trenton's pass across court, and it's going to be out of bounds off ACCHS. Tigers had a shot at it, couldn't haul it quite in. Lane Mullins is going to come back in for Coach Hoppin. Also, back into the game is going to come Caleb Miller. Tigers are going to set back up once again in the 2-3 zone defense. 28-15, Pleasant Ridge. Couple of teams battling in the NEKL. As you take a look around the conference standings, you'll see in the boys' side, Valley Falls is in front in the Northeast Kansas League at 8-0 and 9-0 overall. JCN is 6-1. Pleasant Ridge right behind him at 6-2. Moore Hill Mount Academy is a 5-win team. Here's a driving shot. It's going to be up and good for Justin Johnson, his first second quarter points, and he's got 6 tonight. Moore Mount Academy is 5-3. Atchison County is 4-4 in the conference. And here's a 3 up and in on the other side for ACCHS. Tigers trailing at 30-18. The 3 on this side, no good for Walker Adams. Tigers back up the floor. Quickly down the right side with it. It'll be Trenton Kimmy. Kimmy feeds underneath. Mullins, nicely done. Lane Mullins was way beneath the goal and was able to do one of those lean back and kick him off the window and in shots, 30-20. And on the other end, before the shot is taken, we have a foul called. For the Tigers, that is a landmark foul, the third foul by Trenton Kimmy. It is also a landmark foul in that it is the seventh team foul for ACCHS. So Pleasant Ridge at the line, 1+, front one, no. Rebounding it down, Tigers. So Braden Howard, after having hit his first two free throws, cannot collect the front half of the 1-1 there. He's got 10 points. Atchison County back up the floor with the basketball into the lane. Nice spinning move, and then a reversal of direction to put it up and in. Trenton Kimmy's first bucket of the night. 30-22, and we're at 2:10 left in the first half. Ridge topside Stoops. Pleasant Ridge got that big, quick run. They started the game in front 11-0, and since then, ACCHS has played even and maybe a little better than even with this team. 15-foot shot will not go in, and it won't count because they'll say that a toe on the baseline turns it back over to the Tigers. Minute 50 to go before intermission. Atchison County in the game now. They've got James Sheets in there. He's a sophomore. The ball slapped out. Tigers are going to have it back in at their offensive end. And back for Pleasant Ridge, you're going to have Lucas Buying. He's returning to the floor. And for the first time today, it's going to be Keston Walker. ACCHS brings it in quickly. The three is up off the back of the rim. Will not fall in for James Sheet. Back the other way with it will come Ridge. Over to the right side with a minute and a half to go. Walker drives in, look away pass to the left side. The feet underneath to the block. Now into the lane, up from 12. It was shot from 12, but a little bit short. Now the follow shot is up. It's no good. Rebound out of bounds. No, saved by Ridge. And now the official said he didn't get it saved. It did go out of bounds. It is Tiger basketball with a minute 19 to go in the second quarter. Colton Myers is back in. And see Lane Mullins coming up, and he is kind of tugging on his left hand. Maybe also got a finger jammed in that little tussle for the basketball. Hey, minute 10 to go. The drive to the right side, and as the shot goes up off the right baseline, it's going to be immediately waved away by the official standing beneath the goal, and he'll come over and let us know that the foul is going to be on Pleasant Ridge. It'll be the second foul tonight for Lucas Buying, and the Tigers will bring it in. Skip pass underneath, slapped away out of bounds, and Justin Johnson got a hand on that. Atchison County coming in again at their offensive baseline. Just over a minute to go in the half. Tigers are going to inbound it. Powerly brings it in. He's had a good game so far. And another inbound pass slapped away and out of bounds. Tigers having a hard time getting this thing in play. Doing the inbound work is Powerly. Minute 4 to go in the half. Powerly looking, and this time he'll bring it in right in front of the Ridge bench. Gets it over here to Quarter. Carrying feeds underneath, and there it is. Colton Myers up and in. How many times in the football season did Quarter get Myers the ball? Well, he did right there. Myers gets the Tigers back to within a half a dozen. It's 30-24. And a double dribble on the other end, turning it over. Pleasant Ridge. So, again, ACCHS trailing big early. Now the drive right, the layup, no. Rebound, Tigers on top. Back over to the right side. Quarter looks in. Now the shot from the top, it's a three. Uh-uh. And rebound down to the Rams, Walker Adams. Half a minute to go in the half. Tigers missing a good opportunity there to cut this thing a little closer, make it a four-point game. They're down right now by half a dozen, and Pleasant Ridge is going to take a final shot here. Don't know if they're going to be that patient. Here's a running shot that misses, and we're going to get a blocking foul. So for Atchison County, the foul is going to be on Caleb Miller, and that is a third foul. So both Miller and Trenton Kimmy have three fouls each for ACCHS. Front half is going to be up and good. And with that, Logan Buying has his first point of the game for Pleasant Ridge. We're going to get Caleb coming out. But the Tigers are going to have plenty of time to get a shot away. He's still 12 seconds to go in the half. Second free throw. Yep, they'll get them both. 32-24. ACCHS would like to get this thing back to within two possessions going into the locker room. And they're coming up the floor. Walking it up. Across midcourt at 8. On the left side now with 6. Top of the key, the 3. Airborne, no. And rebound, Ridge. And that will take us to intermission. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. Boys, high school basketball here on Care Radio. Halftime score, Pleasant Ridge 32, ACCHS 24.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes 2 complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and 5 clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassion care.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here in Easton, Kansas, it's halftime of the guys' game. And Joseph, I am giving you a little heads up, a little warning. It is going to be, as I just found out, an extended halftime here tonight as we are having some little celebration going on here at Pleasant Ridge. So I will keep you apprised of how halftime commences. That said, let's recover over the first half of this ball game. For ACCHS, take care, Coach. ACCHS in the opening half, 9 points, Colton Myers. Right behind him, Creighton Bowerly with 8, 2 apiece for Trenton Kimmy and Elaine Mullins for Pleasant Ridge. Double-figure scoring by Braden Howard. The big guy has 10. Walker Adams, 9 points in the opening half. It was a 6-point half for Justin Johnson. Devin Stutz had 5, and Logan Buying with 2. Fouls. Well, they're really an issue for Atchison County is a couple of their starters, Caleb Miller and Trenton Kimmy, are each saddled right now with 3 fouls apiece. Opening game tonight saw the ACCHS Lady Tigers overcome a bit of a slow start, had a huge second quarter, and won it tonight 51-28 over Pleasant Ridge. They trailed at the end of the opening quarter, in fact. Pleasant Ridge took a big lead in this one early on, and it was remarkable how quickly they scored and how they pressed the ball, and they led 11-0 before the Tigers were able to get on the board. Then after that, it was a tie game for the rest of the opening quarter. Second quarter, in fact, was won by ACCHS 13-11. So the Tigers, slow start is what's got them in the position that they're in. See what they're doing at halftime and see how they may be able to recover and come back from behind. All that said, it's halftime here in Easton, Kansas. We're going to take a break. We'll be back to bring you the second half live. But right now here on Royal Courts Night, it's Pleasant Ridge 32, ACCHS 24. And, yes, in the Care Sports Studio, our producer engineer, Joseph, he cannot wait to share one more great halftime with you tonight.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Good evening. I'd like to thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we've got high school basketball for you on this Friday night. We'll be returning to the ACCHS at Pleasant Ridge games out in Easton, Kansas in just a few minutes. I did want to mention coming up on the Care Sports schedule, we do have a change. The Saturday game for Benedictine has been moved to Sunday. We will have that game Sunday the 16th with Grandview and Benedictine as the Ravens are on the road in Des Moines, Iowa. 2 p.m. is the scheduled tip for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. Next week is tournament week in high school basketball. We will announce the tournament players that we will be featuring on Tuesday night. Again, we will have the games at 6 and 8 as the schedule reads right now. That can be apt to change as tournament week is a little bit odd during the basketball season. I know for sure we will have Sports Look coming, Thursday. We've got basketball scheduled with a 5:30 game for Benedictine as they are hosting Culver Stockton. The women will take to the court at 5:30. The men should take to the court right around 7:30. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look around the area with the scores as I have them.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig products. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pigs. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
Taking a look around the area with less than 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go, it's the Blue Jays over the Caws in the Sabetha Perry Lecompton game. Blue Jays have 47 points. Caws are sitting at 19 in that girls' game. We've got a final in the Hiawatha-Royal Valley game. It was Hiawatha 43, Royal Valley 37. And in the game that you listened to right here at Hot Country 93.7, earlier we had ACCHS girls topping Pleasant Ridge 51-28. Taking a look at some of the boys' scores. With 24-32, we're sitting right here at Pleasant Ridge on top. 32 points to ACCHS's 24. We have a final in the KC Sumner Atchison game. It was KC Sumner boys 56 to Atchison 50. We're going to take a real quick break and then a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A winter weather advisory continues until noon tomorrow. Cloudy tonight, with rain likely then mixing with and changing to all snow. Lows level off around 20. North winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. High of 24, tomorrow, snow likely. Mainly cloudy skies, tomorrow night, lows around 6 above. 3 to 5 inches of snow, tonight through tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Well, currently in Atchison right now, we've got 37.8 degrees Fahrenheit. The wind is shifted to out of the north at about 5 miles per hour. The relative humidity is sitting at 93%. The barometric pressure is steady at 29.94 inches of mercury. Dew point sitting at 36 degrees Fahrenheit and a wind chill of 38 out there. Taking a look around the area right now, we are reading 37 in Houlton. Valley Falls is checking in at 40 degrees, with Leavenworth, Kansas checking in at 41. We'll be checking back in with Tom Kautz courtside shortly.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Taking a look outside right now, we have got a little bit of drizzle in downtown Atchison. This definitely is an evening to be weather aware. We are currently in a winter weather advisory, and it remains in effect until noon tomorrow. Snow is expected, with the total snow accumulations of 3 to 5 inches, and we could have gusty winds as high as 40 miles per hour. We can plan on slippery road conditions in the morning, with patchy blowing snow that could significantly reduce visibility. Taking a look at the radar, we've got a wintry mix in northeastern Kansas right now. Taking a aim at currently the entire northeastern section of Kansas is a nice wide band of snow covering from about Troy, Kansas, all the way back out to St. Mary's, Kansas, and beginning to enter into the Atchison County area right about now. We'll be checking back in with Tom Kautz in just a couple of moments.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christy McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right parts. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Welcome back to Easton, Kansas, where we're getting set to go to the second half. 32-24 is your score. Pleasant Ridge in front of ACCHS. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, what a job. It was tricky. It was extended. You know, you didn't know just for sure how it was all going to go there at halftime. You did a fabulous job. Thank you very, very much. Tom Kautzman here courtside, and as Pleasant Ridge puts the ball in play, they put up a quick shot, missed it. Now, they're going to steal the ball. Come back the other way. Dish it over the right, and the Tigers are going to steal it back. ACCHS is getting down 11-0, has led in this game, and we get a foul called late, and that's a tough break for the Tigers. Colt Myers getting his second foul less than a half a minute into the second half. 7:34 to go in the third quarter, 32-24. Still your score, Pleasant Ridge. ACCHS here in the Northeast Kansas League. The ball is going to be batted out of the hands of Walker Adams. Stolen by the Tigers, stolen back by Ridge. Adams shot misses, rebound. Atchison County, Caleb Miller. These two teams are coming out there a little wild here in the third quarter. The shot up underneath is up and good. Going to give that bucket to ACCHS Colton Myers, and we're going to get timeout. Yes, we are. Pleasant Ridge not happy with how they've come out of the locker room, and we're taking a break, Joseph. Didn't take long. Less than a minute into the third quarter. It is Pleasant Ridge 32, Atchison County 26.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, bum, bum.
Welcome back to Easton, Kansas. As the ACCHS Tigers on the road tonight, Pleasant Ridge taking a timeout. Now the Tigers are going to employ some full court pressure. They're making it hard on Ridge getting into the forecourt, but they will finally do it on that up court pass. The feed into the middle of the lane on the floor once. Can't get a shot away. Batted away from behind us on the court. And Ravens are going to, the Tigers are going to pick it up. Ravens, this will be. Tigers pick it up. Here we go. Back down the floor, 6:40 to go in the third quarter, 32-26. Thinking about the Ravens, we'll be talking about Benedictine basketball that we've got coming up this weekend here on Care. Here's it falling away, three, that's up, and it's off the mark. Couldn't quite get it in for Creighton that time. He's already got three threes in the game this evening. Still a 32-26 Pleasant Ridge lead. Rams have not yet scored in the second half. That three-point shot will also not go in. Tigers coming up with a rebound. Sweeping it down is going to be Trenton Kimmy. Atchison County shot on the other end, no. Rebound, Ridge. Here comes Adam. Walker dumps it over to the left side, into the hands of Devin Stutes. Stutes feeds into the lane, little contact, no foul call. No, there is going to be a foul call. It took a moment. Foul is going to be on the Tigers. It will be the first foul tonight by Creighton Bowerly. We're going to see Colton Myers out of the game, and back in will come Lane. Bridge for three, online, and rattles home. Walker Adams has a dozen points. Got three threes, a two, and one and two at the free throw line. Now the Tigers up court pass is going to be stolen by Walker. Kicks it over to the left to Stoots. I think he was going to take the shot and then didn't. Now the ball is loose on the floor, batted around, and a scrum for the ball. We have a whistle. I haven't seen a call yet. A foul called and going to be on the Tigers. That is the fourth foul by Caleb Miller. So the fourth foul by Caleb, and here comes Pleasant Ridge back up with the ball. Ridge has the top of the key. Tigers have shifted their defense now back to a zone. Three-point shot and a long one, no good, but the follow-up pushback is going to be up and good by Braden Howard, and he's got a dozen points now. Tigers find themselves trailing at 37-26. The ball's going to be stolen on the other end. Howard lays it up for two more. 39-26. 13-point lead for Pleasant Ridge. So Pleasant Ridge with a flurry here after a slow start in the second half. ACCHS battling the pressure, and now it's going to be slapped out of bounds by Walker Adams. They had pinned Brian Keith up against the near sideline right in front of the scorer's table. Ryan is going to be putting it in play. Right between the scorer's table and Coach Jaramillo for Pleasant Ridge. 5:07 to go in the third. It'll come into the backcourt to Kieran Corder, who will dump it over to the right side. Into the forecourt is going to be Bowerly. Corder with it on top. Tigers around to the left side. That's going to be Trenton Kimmy. They'll take it over to the wing. Thinking about the three, now they're going to pass it up. Still in the player defense is Pleasant Ridge. Pass is going to be batted free, stolen. One-on-one break. Down the floor, driving layup misses. Offensive rebound, no foul called. Now Ridge will drive into the lane. The shot is up, missing. Tigers pull it back down, and now we have a foul way after the play was complete. Let's see what this is all about. The foul is on, apparently on Atchison County. They're going to call Creighton Bowerly for a foul, and we're going to get a timeout. ACCHS. So, let's do it. Tigers taking a break here. Approaching the midpoint of the third quarter. 4:38 to go in the third. Pleasant Ridge, 39. Atchison County, 26.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Eastern Kansas, that's where we're at here this evening. Northeast Kansas in a Northeast Kansas League ballgame. 4.5 to go in the third quarter, and the Rams here at home lead 39-26. They took a big lead early. ACCHS has been battling back and forth with them pretty evenly ever since. And now Tigers are going to go to the bench, and again we're going to have James Sheets into the game. Here's a shot from the top. It's a three, and it is good for Ridge. And first field goal of the game for Logan Buying, 42-26. ACCHS, up court pass, knock free and stolen. Ridge back down the floor. Stoops takes it all the way down the left side, holds it up on the wing. Now baseball pass over to the right side. Walker Adams cuts into the middle, finds his man, puts a shot up and missed it. Rebound, jump ball. Possession will go to the Tigers. 4:09 to go in the third quarter. Well, looking out on the floor, the ACCHS lineup, and they inbound it. It's going to be batted away and knocked out of bounds. Got Dalton Damon in the game. Tigers with Dalton Damon. They've got James Sheets out there. James will take the inbound pass, gets it away to Lane Mullins, who comes up four with it. And now it's going to be knocked out of his hand and taken back the other way. We've also got Ryan Keith out there. Now the Tigers are going to steal it back. Ryan Keith and Kieran Quarter. Who's going to be your Tiger five? 3:45 to go in the third. Coach Hoffman looking for that combination. It's going to get his team to scratch back into this thing. Over to the left side, a step and a half outside the block. Now going into the lane, and a nice hook shot up and in. Count that bucket for Mullins, and he's got 4 points. It is 42-28. 3:20 remaining in the third. The ball will come into the forecourt, and Pleasant Ridge will run its offense. Johnson will take it out on top of Stoots. Stoots into the lane, little bunny hop. Shot is up, too strong. Tigers are going to rebound it down. Ryan Keith clears it away. Keith sweeps it down. Here comes Kieran Quarter, and he will dump it down to the baseline, and as the shot goes up, Dalton Damon is put on the floor. He's coming to the free throw line here. That foul is on Braden Howard, the big guy. It is his third. Braden Howard, the approximately 6'7" center for this team. Free throw here is up and just off the mark. One more shot coming the way of the Tigers, Dalton Damon. He is a junior for Atchison County. This free throw hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. Tigers are going to get it. Damon had recovered his own miss. Great hustle by Dalton. And then, trying to get it back, we have a Tiger foul. ACCHS has committed 5 team fouls now with 3 minutes and 1 second to go in the third quarter. Pleasant Ridge has the ball, leading it by 14. There's a long pass up the floor, down the right side. Howard shoots, misses. Rebound, Atchison County. ACCHS is going to run. The feed underneath, Mullins gets shoved to the back. He'll come to the line for two. Lane Mullins had gotten a nice outlet pass down the right side, and as he was going up for the layup, very, very clearly shoved to the back by Walker Adams. Walker just didn't want to give up that uncontested gimme shot. First of two free throws will not quite go in for Lane. One more shot coming up. Lane Mullins, one of the seniors for Atchison County. He's right-handed shooter. The big guy throws it right in. 5 points for Lane. 42-29, Pleasant Ridge. 2:45 to play in the third quarter. Skip pass over to the right side. Pleasant Ridge in the forecourt. That's going to be Justin Johnson. Now here's 3-point shot aired out and missed by Walker Adams. But Pleasant Ridge will secure the rebound and reset it out on top. That's going to be Logan Vine with it on the left side. Back out on top to Adams. This time he will go into the lane. He shot rejected by Mullins. Tigers coming up with a rebound. Tell you what, I like the resilience and hustle by ACCHS. Ball knocked out of bounds by Ridge. It'll be Tiger basketball. Both Kieran Quarter and Colton Myers re-enter the game for Coach Hoffman, and we're down to 2:11 to go in the third quarter. Now we got an official stop and play. I think they're looking for a towel or something to work the floor just a little bit. Official's coming down here, and apparently he sees or feels that he sees some precipitation, moisture of some sort on the floor down here. We'll talk about Raven basketball. I promised you that. It's just a little lead-in that you know you were expected to hear Benedictine basketball on KR Radio tomorrow. Well, you will not. Okay, let's just start off that with that. As a phone call and text came today, the Ravens game has been postponed. They will not be playing at Grandview tomorrow. Instead, they're going to be playing, and you're going to be hearing it live on KR Radio Sunday afternoon. So, Benedictine in Des Moines, hosted by Grandview Sunday. We'll have the play-by-play for you. Ladies game at 2 o'clock, and the guys game at about 4. Ravens and the Vikings on KR Sunday afternoon, not tomorrow. So, tomorrow you could just kind of settle in and clean the driveway and the sidewalks a little bit. Here's a running shot by Ridge. It's up no good. Mullins with a nice rebound, and here come the Tigers. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. They got it down the right side. Ball batted, batted again. Coming up the floor. The shot up. Nope. Rebound to Atchison County. And like piranhas, Pleasant Ridge comes after that basketball and they'll pick up a foul in the process. Foul is going to be assessed to Pleasant Ridge and Keston Walker. Keston is a freshman, and with his first foul of the game, we'll have team foul four for Pleasant Ridge here in the second half. We're down to a minute 20 to go in the third. Tigers with the basketball, trailing it by some 13 here. They'll dish it over to the right side. Farrelly back off on top. Myers swings it over to the left side. Quarter. Kerrion works off the screen, dumps it back down to the baseline. Tigers off on top. Moving it around nicely. Baseline three off the right side. No. Ridge with a rebound, and Logan Bain coming up with the board. Brings it all the way up the floor. Stops at the free throw line. Dumps it over to the right side. Gets it there to Johnson. Johnson cross court left side. Adams has it. Can't get a shot away. Kicks it back out on top to Bain. 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. 42-29. Pleasant Ridge leading Atchison County. Ridge around to the right side. Johnson pulls up, three-point shot, way short, Tigers rebound, Atchison County three on one, and the defender's able to reach in and dislodge the ball on the drive up the floor. He was backpedaling as fast as he could go, picked up the guy in the middle, he's the one who had the ball, and before he could make a pass to either one side or the other, he was able to knock the ball free and tie it up, jump ball back to the Rams. 27 seconds left, third quarter. ACCHS will apply some full court pressure on the inbound play, and up floor with it comes Pleasant Ridge. Bogan buying, gets it across the timeline, and out on top, Johnson. Johnson looks right, gets it there to buying, cuts into the lane, just inside the three-point line, or the three-point circle, back over to the left side, 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Pleasant Ridge winding it down to five. The ball out on top with four. The pass with three. The Tigers bat it away, and that will take us to the end of the third quarter. Pleasant Ridge does not get a shot away. We go to the fourth quarter in Easton, Kansas. Boys High School basketball, Pleasant Ridge, 42, Atchison County, 29.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
The Tigers were trailing only by a half a dozen at halftime, but find themselves getting outscored 10-5, only able to muster five third-quarter points and go to the fourth quarter down 42-29. Scoring to this point in the contest for Pleasant Ridge, led by Braden Howard, the big guy with 14, and Walker Adams with a dozen. For the Tigers, scoring honors are shared as Colton Myers and Creighton Bowerly each have 11. Tigers put the ball in play and get a quick shot away. It doesn't go in. Back up with it will come Ridge. Baseline three must have been partially deflected. And it's going to go out of bounds. Pleasant Ridge will have it into their offensive end. 7:40 to go in the game. Pleasant Ridge looking for its seventh win of the year. Here's Walker Adams. That shot way off the mark, wide to the right side. And the rebound, Atchison County had it, lost it, picks it up. Now it's still on the floor. They kick it back out on top, and they're going to reset the offense. For Ridge, carrying for Ridge, Devin Stoops. Right side Adams. The runner misses. Rebound. pulled down by Mullins. Mullins doubled up by two defenders back there. Gets mugged a little bit, and Jim's going to call it on Pleasant Ridge and Lucas Baying getting his third foul. Look at the young guy, only a sophomore for the Rams. We're at 7 minutes to play. Atchison County going to make a run. Needs to start pretty shortly. Tigers with the left side. Back off on top. Quarter has it. From the perimeter, the hot hand has been Bowerly. Here's a baseline shot up and missing in the rebound. Pleasant Ridge will get it away. Johnson with the board. Comes up the floor with it himself. Dumps it over to the right side. The Walker shot. Nope. Tiger rebound. Here comes ACCHS flying down the court to beat underneath Lane. Yes! And again, you hear the bang in the background. That's Pleasant Ridge defender slapping the backboard. And Lane Mullins has his seventh point, by the way. 6:20 to go in the game. Pleasant Ridge are in the inbound. It's going to make a substitution, bringing Lucas Baying back in and taking Keston Walker out. Pressure for the Tigers. Into the forecourt. Pass right into the middle of the floor as they work the middle. Now over to the right side it comes. Trying to get a shot away. And did we get a travel? No, we got to have a foul call. The foul is going to be on Trenton Kimmy. And he will be the second ACCHS player to pick up a fourth personal foul. Here's an uncontested three for Walker that's good. Walker Adams now at 15 points. It is 45-31. 6 minutes to go. ACCHS up top side. Colton Myers has it. And now officials are having a powwow on what just happened on the floor and getting a little dialogue going between them. And they're going to say it is Pleasant Ridge basketball. Now they're trying to explain it to Tiger head coach Troy Hoffman. I'm not so sure it's going to be met very readily, very agreeably, but nevertheless, Pleasant Ridge will have it in play. 5:45 to go. Driving down, Howard shoots and scores. That is the 16th point of the evening by Braden Howard, making it 47-31. 5.5 to go. Ball's going to be knocked out of the hands of Trenton Kimmy by Devin Stutes. Out of bounds, back it will come to ACCHS. Entering the game for the Tigers for the first time tonight. And maybe it's just me, maybe I've never noticed, but I think wearing eyeglasses for the first time is going to be Wyatt Kramer. Wyatt has the ball, gets it out to the free throw line, puts it in the hands there of Creighton Bowerly. Drive it to the right side. Here's a shot. It's up. No good, but Kerry Quarter's been fouled. Fisher comes over, and Jim says that is going to be foul number one tonight for Pleasant Ridge and Devin Stutes. 5:14 to go. Tigers coming to the line. Number five, and the first shot for Kerryon doesn't get in. He's got one more coming up. Quarter still looks for his first point of the night. 47-31, Pleasant Ridge out front. Second free throw, nope. And rebound pulled down by Pleasant Ridge, way upstairs. Braden Howard to clear that one away. Back over to the right side, the dish into the corner. Stepping inside is Adams, shoots too hard, but they're going to say he gets fouled. And a foul is going to be the second of the game for the Tigers, Colton Myers. Coming to the line for Pleasant Ridge, Walker Adams. He's one of two at the free throw line tonight, has 15 points. A couple of shots coming up right here, the first of which is up and good. Again, Pleasant Ridge in third place in the Northeast Kansas League. Actually, only a half game behind second place, JCN. Second shot, got them both. It is now 49-31. Valley Falls 8-0 J.C. is 6-1, Pleasant Ridge 6-2, Markham Mount Academy 5-3. Quite a long jam at the top half of the Northeast Kansas League on the guy's side. Tigers with the basketball out near midcourt, and we get another push, another foul, and we've got a lot of fouls called tonight. And both teams are going to go into the be in the bonus with still 4:43 to play. It is the third foul on Pleasant Ridge's Devin Stutes. Free throw? Yeah. In the bonus. So Kerryon Corder, who missed two a moment ago, will hit the front half here. And one more shot coming up for the Tiger senior. That one does not go in. It is 49-32. 4:40 remains, and the pass knocked away and out of bounds. Comes back into Pleasant Ridge over on the far side. Nice crowd on hand, and certainly fans for both of these teams support their clubs very, very well. Couple that with the experience of Royal Courts here this evening. Tigers are going to swap out a couple of players. 4:35 to go in the game. The dish comes out on top. Pleasant Ridge, I don't know if they're going to burn a lot of time. Their offense is pretty aggressive. Here's a quick running shot that was missed and rebounded back down by Stutes, who's taking the shots, and then a three is going to be up and good by Stutes. His second three of the game, 52-32. Ridge, and now a shot sliding down the baseline. Trenton Kinney scores. 52-34. And we are halfway through the fourth quarter. Walker for three. Straight away at the top, doesn't get it. Big guy, follow shot, does. Braden Howard now at 18 points. 54-34. And we're at 3:47 left. Looking up some, I'm getting some scores filtering in here this evening. Holton's games with Riverside tonight, both were canceled, by the way. And also Pleasant Ridge, Marker Adams picking up his second foul. Tigers coming to the free throw line. We'll attend to some of these scores if the opportunity presents itself. Front half of the 1-1 is good. Trenton Kinney. Nemaha Central defeats Jeff West tonight, 37-35 in the Big 7. Second one, no good. Rebound pulled down by Pleasant Ridge, 54-35. Howard underneath, leans back, and puts in two more. He is now at 20, 56-35. Girls final, Jefferson County North over Oskaloosa this evening, 39-27. Back over to the right side. Down low, it's going to come to drive to the baseline. Little reverse layup. Oh, that was a pretty shot by Trenton Kimmy. Trenton knocked it down. It's now 56-37. 3 minutes to play. Pleasant Ridge, top side with the ball, and just into the game is going to be Cameron Howard. Cameron was in early in the game, hasn't been in for a while, and now a pass to the baseline is going to be thrown away. A couple of subs coming in for Ridge. We're going to get Keston Walker back into the game. We're going to see Lucas Buying return. .240 to play. Atchison County on offense. Top side is going to be Caleb Miller. Miller, nice entry pass. Going in and going up, and a blocking foul called on Pleasant Ridge. I suspect it's on Donovan. We'll wait for the officials to come over here and let us know that. Yep. First foul of the night for Pleasant Ridge's Donovan Morris. He's another senior. Tigers coming to the line with 2.5 minutes to play. Free throw, no. Rebound underneath Pleasant Ridge. Clearing it down is going to be Lucas Buying. Rams up court. They've still got Braden Howard in the game. He is, I think, one of maybe, is there two? No, he's the only starter still out there for Pleasant Ridge. Baseline three. Nope. Rebound Tigers. Going the other way is Kerrion. Quarter. Beats two defenders, and it gets thrown to the floor on the other end of the floor, other end of the court on the north end, the stage end. 2:11 left. Once again, Tigers coming to the line. There will be two free throws coming now for quarter. First one, yeah. So quarter gets his second point of the evening here at the free throw line in the fourth quarter. One more shot coming up. Ravens, or the Tigers in the double bonus. This one rolls around. A circus shot that goes in. 56-39. 2 minutes to play. And now an ACCHS deal is going to come back as they'll say that James Sheets had it go off his foot. Royal Valley beat Hiawatha tonight 76-53. It's 59-39 here. Or excuse me, 56-39 Pleasant Ridge, and Tigers coming up the court. And again, Pleasant Ridge leading by, you know, around 20 points inside 2 minutes ago. Continues to be very aggressive, continues to foul, continues to put the Tigers on the free throw line. Hey, Joseph, you know what I'm going to do? Let me tell you. I'll tell you what. Tigers are coming to the free throw line, and I'm going to take what is right now a golden opportunity to remind all of our good listeners that they're enjoying high school basketball this evening here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. That's right. First free throw is unsuccessful. And I'll have one more look at it for Caleb Miller. Caleb looking for his first point. Doesn't get it right there. He's seen limited PT with some foul issues tonight. He's gotten a little foul trouble pretty early on. Back over to the left side. Now the big guy from 15 doesn't get it to fall. And Braden Howard, who already has 20 points, still out there for Pleasant Ridge. Here's a shot up, rejected by Howard, and it will be Tiger basketball. Pass inside, looking to get it in for Atchison County. It's going to be stolen by Pleasant Ridge. Donovan Morris comes up with it. Knocked out of bounds, and front of the scorer's table. Morris is going to put it in again for Pleasant Ridge with a minute 15 left. Rams on the left side, back to the top. Here's a three-set sail. And it rattles around and goes in. How about that for Cameron Howard? So Cameron Howard off the bench. The senior hits it for three. 59-39, and we're now in the final minute of the contest. Out on top, Ryan Keith. He's around to the left side, pushes it off on top. James Sheets will handle it there. Jumps it back over to the right side. Cross court, it's going to go for the baseline. A three, rainbow shot, up too hard, rebounding it back down. Pleasant Ridge. And still, Braden Howard is in the game. Remarkable. 35 seconds left. Howard goes cross court. Here's a three, set sail, too hard. Rebound tipped out by Howard and is loose on the floor. Tigers will pick it up, half a minute to go. ACCHS into the forward court, outlet pass down the left side. It's going to be Dalton Damon. Now the Tigers in the lane. A little turnaround shot. Count it. Caleb Miller. 12 seconds to go. And we've got Coach Jaramillo stopping play. And now he will make a couple of substitutions, taking his two final starters out with 12.4 to go. Who's coming in? Cannon Duncan and Wyatt Courtney. Up court it comes. The feed right. The shot no. Officials are not really interested in calling a lot of fouls here. Final score tonight. Pleasant Ridge 59. ACCHS 41. And We're going to come back and summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back here to Easton, Kansas, where tonight, here in the second game, it was Pleasant Ridge coming out on top over ACCHS 59-41. A recap of the scoring in the contest finds Atchison County being led by the duo of Creighton Bowerly and Colton Myers, each with 11. Seven apiece for Trenton Kimmy and Lane Mullins. Tigers then saw 3 points contributed by Kieran Corder and Caleb Miller knocking in two. For Pleasant Ridge, your Bank of Atchison player of the game, Braden Howard. Man, what a game, and the young man is very athletic. 20 points tonight for Braden Howard. Walker Adams not far behind. He had 17. Eight tonight for Devin Stutes. You had Justin Johnson with a half a dozen. Five for Logan Buying, and the only points not scored by a starter belonged to Cameron Howard as he hit a three in the fourth quarter. Pleasant Ridge increases its record to 7-2. ACCHS goes now to 4-5 in the conference, 4-6 overall. Opening game tonight. So the ACCHS ladies secure a 51-28 win. Atchison County picks up their 8th victory this season. Tomorrow there is no basketball. I hate to tell you that. It's kind of heartbreaking for me also, but due to the anticipated inclement weather, they've decided not to be traveling and instead have pushed it forward 24 hours, and we'll be bringing you basketball from Des Moines, Iowa, Sunday. That's right. Sunday, College Hoops here on CARE Radio. Ladies game at 2 o'clock, the Benedictine men at 4, as the Ravens will be hosted by Grandview. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. Till we greet you next time, for Joseph, he's our producer and our engineer back in the CARE Radio Sports Studios, doing a fine job, but then what else do we expect? That's how he is. Joseph, thanks so much. From Easton, Kansas, Tom Count saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.